Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve, the 9th of June, 2016. Tis all the geek without the wait. Hello, how are you? Oh my goodness, you have no idea what's going on here. We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter, though you might not have heard from us in a while because as we are recording this show, there is no internet at the GRD compound. Somebody in a pickup truck with a big long flag stick thing, whatever, knocked out the Verizon cable, which is not underground. And there's no internet. So if you're hearing this, I've been naughty at work. Hee 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 hee. But the folks figuring out a way around it, the man who knows his problems in life, that there is Saucy.
Your love of a halfling's leaf has clearly slowed your mind.
Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm not perfect.
I am. Let me have to show you the ropes.
Indeed, I would. What happened, yo?
1790, the Philadelphia Spelling Book by John Barry becomes the first book to be registered under U.S. Copyright Act.
1883, the first commercial electric railway line goes into operation in Chicago.
1891, Thomas Edison is issued a patent for an additional innovation for his phonograph.
1902, Joe Horn and Frank Hartet opened the Horn and Hartet Automat Restaurant, the first restaurant with vending machine service.
1905, Albert Einstein published his analysis of Planck's quantum theory and its application to light in the journal Annalen der Physik.
1922, Joseph Tykosner, a professor at the University of Illinois, demonstrates the earliest sound on film system.
1934, the Disney character Donald Duck first appears in the Silly Symphonies cartoon, The Wise Little Hen.
1959, the USS George Washington, the first submarine to carry ballistic missiles, is launched.
1978, 20th Century Fox releases the film Damien, Omen 2, directed by Don Taylor.
Yeah, we should see that now that it's over. 1986, the Rogers Commission releases its report on the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster and lays the blame of the disaster for the Morton Thiokol Corporation, who had made some horrible O-rings.
1989, Paramount Picture releases Star Trek V, The Final Frontier, directed by William Shatner.
Yeah, not the good one, but the one where Kirk climbs a mountain and then fights, well, should have fought with rocks at the end of it. 1993, Universal Pictures premieres the film Jurassic Park.
1999, J. Michael Straczynski science fiction television series Crusade premieres with the episode Warzone.
Yeah, spinoff of Babylon 5, yeah. 2000, BattleBots holds its third event to sell out crowds in four sessions over the weekend at San Francisco's Fort Mason Center.
2005, the American Film Institute awards George Lucas its Life Achievement Award at the Gala Tribute in Los Angeles shortly after the release of Star Wars Episode 3.
But not for Howard the Duck. Birthdays?
Reagan Wallace is 29, Six String Samurai, Adaption, and Extreme Movie.
Natalie Portman is 35 from Mars Attacks, the Star Wars prequels, the aforementioned ones, and V for Vendetta.
Leon, the Professional.
There you go. I was saving that for you.
Andrew Walker, 37. Cole on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, 10.5 Apocalypse.
Michaela Conlon is 38. That's Angela on Bones.
Gloria Rubin is 52, Falling Skies and Mr. Robot.
Johnny Depp is 53 from Nightmare on Elm Street, Edward Scissorhands, Benny and June, Ed Wood.
Michael J. Fox is 55, Midnight Madness, Family Ties, Back to the Future, and The Frighteners.
George Perez is 62, a comic writer and illustrator, Crisis on Infinite Earths, Infinity Gauntlet. You might have heard of his work.
Gregory Maguire is 62, author of Wicked, Confessions of an Ugly Stepsister.
Jackie Mason is 80, from The Jerk. He's Krusty's dad on The Simpsons.
Tony Britton is 92, Day of the Jackal, People That Time Forgot.
No longer with us, born this date in 1812, Jonathan Gottfried Gale, the first person to view the planet Neptune.
1910, Robert Cummings, Saboteur, Dial M for Murder, and Beach Party.
None of which are on television this fine, fine evening.
Tonight on CBS, all reruns of The Big Bang Theory, Life in Pieces, Mom, Odd Couple, and Code Black.
ABC is showing the 2006 War of the Worlds, I guess because they know nobody will be watching.
The Stanley Cup Final on NBC.
Fox has the finale of American Grit.
Tonight on the CW, new episode of Beauty and the Beast.
Over on Freeform, they're showing Mean Girls.
Streets of Compton, hours 1 and 2 on
A&E. Arts and Entertainment, if you want to say it that way. AMC will be showing Uncle Buck, which is going to be a TV show soon.
Northwood's Law, new episode on Animal Planet. Well, what?
You heard me.
Oh, man.
Comedy Central, a new episode of Inside Amy Schumer.
New episode of The Regular Show on Cartoon Network.
FX will be showing that Jack Reacher movie, which sounds like it should be a nursery rhyme.
New episode of the Ed Bassmaster Show on CMT.
FXX, The Simpsons, Homer watches Maggie, the one where Homer investigates his mom's past.
New episode Alone and Mountain Men on History Channel.
FXM, The Purge, followed by Paranormal Activity 4.
Tonight on the BBC, new episode of Orphan Black.
IFC has Troy, just the movie Troy, not that guy who works at Home Depot.
The Tomb on Schiller.
On Spike, it's lip-sync battle between Zoe Saldana and Zachary Quinto.
Carousel on Turner Classic Movies.
Sci-Fi Channel will be showing Child's Plays, both 1 and 2.
New episode of Conan on TBS.
But True TV, though, has a new comedy knockout, but tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because when a man vanishes without a trace, his wife becomes the number one suspect. Trying to prove her innocence, she digs for the truth and unearths dark secrets about the man she thought she knew. April Bowlby and friend of the show Corin Nemec star in Marriage of Lies.
The mail's in.
Mr. Flynn, I am a bit late on this, but wanted to show some love for The Phantom. A darn fun ride, and I feel like it holds up really well, too. Everyone go watch it immediately, except those who came in late. Be excellent, sir. That is from Tommy. Well, thank you, Tommy. The Billy Zane classic, The Phantom. It doesn't suck. It certainly does not. It is a goofy, fun time. People just had a problem with Billy Zane in a bodysuit that was all purple. If you've seen the film and would like to talk about it, or the wonderful promo that Best Buy did at the time where the VHS tape came with the Phantom's ring, which means if you punch someone, you actually left the skull mark, tell us all about it by dropping a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you. Especially if you have silly stories like that that you can tell.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Carwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors, infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Hi, this is Corin Nemec from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. It's Weekend Eve, so if you've been around here a time or two, I'm sure you know what that means.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blastoff.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Well, that is exactly the kind of thing that'll happen when you're playing all kinds of fantastic video games, and good lord, the number of games you have to choose from today. So many! Okay,
so
not
few.
Really. No, yeah. So what's on the options today?
Dan McFox, Headhunter. Inspired by the kids' board game Guess Who, this game sees you racing to pick out the right faces in a crowd.
Sure. Ooh. The PC today gets Shump's Skill Test. Shump's Skill Test is a series of mini-games used to train players to become more proficient at shoot-em-ups.
Wario Master of Disguise for the Wii U. With the stylus, help Wario become a master of disguise and loot the world.
PC, Mac, and Nintendo's wonderful console, Olympia Rising. It's a retro-inspired action platformer. Control Iola, a fallen warrior banished to the underworld, who must embark on a dangerous climb from the depths of Hades to the heights of Mount Olympus.
Kirby Planet Robobot for the Nintendo 3DS. When Planet Popstar is invaded by robots, Kirby must defend his home against them.
Did you say robot butt? That's weird.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Sacha Baron Cohen, you know him as Borat. He's done other things. He was in Sweeney Todd. Well, it's his turn to be a comic character. Wait, wait, wait. A comic strip character. No, they're not doing a remake of The Phantom, but they are doing Mandrake the Magician. If you do not know, Mandrake the Magician is an old character. He had the power to cloud men's minds, much like the Shadow, but, you know, did it as a magician. That way he looked amazing. But he also fought bad guys and had a loyal manservant who I'm sure will have to be changed because it's a little racist looking back at it now. But yeah, comic strips are becoming movies as well. Soon, Family Circus. I'm kidding. I hope.
So I've done some thinking about trying to figure out how to make things like toothpaste and shampoo and sunscreen from more natural ingredients. I just feel that these products, A, are full of chemicals, yeah, and B, are wasteful because they come in all these plastic containers. Well, a company is using Kickstarter to try to get rid of one of those issues. They have decided that they are going to try to sell self-contained toothpaste portions. What happens is remember those Listerine strips?
Yeah, love those.
I don't know if they still make those or not. And if they don't, I'm pretty sure I know why. Kids were putting them on other kids' eyelids.
Oh, I thought you meant that people were using it to add acid to.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't say that.
No, nobody said that.
No, I think what it is that's like the outside coating of it all. The toothpaste is inside. So as soon as you put it in your mouth, the toothpaste is then in your mouth.
Okay.
The only thing I don't like about that is I don't want the toothpaste in my mouth. I want the toothpaste on the toothbrush so I can run just a little bit of water over it.
Wedge it down on in there.
And get it, yeah.
Yeah, wedge it down.
So I can do the scrubby scrubbers. You know, and this maybe would not allow me to do that.
Scrubby scrubbers
now,
for robot
butts. If you guys are listening, whoever's trying to make these poppets, toothpaste pods in my pack, give me just a few little pieces of this material that I can wrap around my toothbrush so that I can like tie on the poppets to my toothbrush and work on it.
We'll see.
You only need 10,000 right now. What's another 1,000?
When Legends of Tomorrow returns for season 2, of course, they're going to be picking up a new crew member. You'd kind of have to. And they're picking up Vixen. You might remember Vixen because she was on Arrow. She had the Arrow Flash spinoff little cartoon. But here's the fun thing about this. Megalyn Elk played her on Arrow and voiced her. But she has commitments to other shows, including the just recently wrapped Damien, which will not be back. Anyway, instead of recasting her role, what they're actually going to do is get a different Vixen from a different point in time in the DC universe, which they can do since they are the Legends of Tomorrow. So the same character, but a different version, will be joining the Wave Rider next season.
Nice. So the U.S. Army is in the process of rolling out a new piece of technology that will protect a soldier, that can protect a soldier's hearing on the battlefield. Because just imagine, if you're a soldier on the battlefield, especially if you're in the shit, gunshots, turrets, landmines, grenades, bazookas, if you will. I don't know. I've only seen TV. it's got to be really noisy. So anything that could give... Well, you can't really say our boys in blue a legs up because they don't wear blue and they wear all kinds of different colors.
They
now.
Do. The Army never really wore
blue. I know. I think that's the Navy. Blue is the Navy or is that the Air Force? I don't remember.
The Air Force wears blue.
Yeah.
Marines have a dress blue uniform.
Right.
There's a dark blue Navy uniform.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Coast Guard has blue shirts.
That's good enough.
It's the last one. So. The Civil Air Patrol uses blue.
But the Army has paid out billions in disability compensation for hearing damage due to being in the shit. So, I mean...
From a cost-benefit analysis...
I don't know.
Four new elements have been permanently added to the periodic table after their discoveries were verified by the Global Chemistry Organization that oversees the table. The International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry announced elements 113, 115, 117, and 18 of Mennet's criteria, making them the first ones to be added since 2011. The Russian-American team had claimed discovery of element 113, currently known as Unaturium, but the Institute credited a team from the Riken Institute in Japan, and element 113 would therefore be the first elements to be named by researchers in Asia. As for the rest of them, they've given them temporary names, but like most things now, they're letting you vote on them. So I guess if you want to have elemently face, you can finally make that happen. GAD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Attribution Non-Commercial Attribution 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Pick up the app. It's a fun thing. And hey, I'm very glad you got this today. Hopefully, Verizon will have arrived at the house between 8 and noon. I'll have to ask you later when I'm at work how that went. Hopefully well. I mean, the cable is just not... I digress. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you in the morrow.
That was lame.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
I asked for an army, and all I got was you. You were not enough.
Well, that went well.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Captain Kirk is climbing El Cap. But not only climbing, he's free climbing. Without ropes, without any securing devices at all. I thought, often, why did I come up with that idea?
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain with hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain with hug the mountain. That mountain, that mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. Tough young guys, sinewy bodies in their fingers and teeny toes challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.